Anyway, but it's an easy fix. All I got to do is just remote into the computer. So the cool thing is that the repeater, the way that the squelch is done, the none of the logic on the repeater is used except for push to talk. So like carrier detect and PL detect is all done in software. So it just grabs a discriminator audio source off of the repeater, and it does, you know, all the carrier detect and everything, all in software, which is kind of nice because you can adjust the squelch on the fly without having to remote into the repeater, like connect into the repeater itself. You can actually enable, so you can actually allow yourself to use two different PLs, and it'll still work just fine. It'll switch the transmit PL if you wish it to. It's kind of neat.